Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchucks show. I can't even talk. It's an exciting show tonight, but I got to admit my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty's all cuddled up here, and I've been running around and she's been meowing at me because you people don't even know what I've been doing for the last 2 hours. I'm trying to do stuff where, you know, I usually like to promote somebody that's coming on my show at least a couple days in advance, and in a hurry I'm trying to set up the show and it wouldn't set, and I'm going, oh, crappity crap, crap, crap. So I finally get it set, and my guest, you know, I usually put pictures on my wall and such, and I'm trying to go, oh, I hope this is the person from the Facebook page. But as I said, I've been helping out promote Martial Arts Kids Film. I've already had people on my show. I'm going to keep getting more and more, and I feel so honored and so blessed to be able to promote this film because, as you all know, even though I've been fooling around with some pink wigs and blonde wigs and stuff, I've never really wanted to be Barbie. I've always, always, always wanted to be a ninja growing up. So for me, this is like my childhood gets to share it with the whole wide world. So with further ado, I think I do have a caller in queue already. So people just got to get all pumped up, get all psyched. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, is this Inga?
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
Inga.
Can you... Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good, Joy. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And I want to make sure that I have a funky Boston accent, so I don't mean to butcher people's names, but what is the correct pronunciation of your whole name?
Inga Van Arden.
Inga Van Arden. So I said it right. Is that correct? Okay. Well, welcome, Michelle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And I do apologize. Usually I do like to have a little bit more promotion for my guests, and this is kind of like, you know, one of those things, and, you know, trying to get in contact with you on the phone, and just like, oh, gosh, trying to get out. So I just like, whew, at the last minute, I got everything together, so I'm very happy, and thank you for being on my show. And to get started, because I know you're going to be very busy, and I know you have limited time, I want to get right down to it. Now, what is your involvement in the martial arts kids film? What is your involvement in the film? I don't know if we can really talk about that much, but are you an actor, a stunt person, or?
Yeah, my involvement, I started martial arts when I was very young, probably when I was 11. I started teaching when I was 15. I became a chief of command in National Team of Russia, and later on, times a Russian champion and a European champion, and I have places in the world championship. So, and when I moved to LA, I kind of got into entertainment. My most passion is action and acting. So to present my emotions and everything that I went through in my life through the films, and plus the action and martial arts.
Wow. So you've been doing this for, like, a while then.
Yeah, I was thinking to talk about the years, and then I'm like, okay, people start counting my age.
Yeah, no,
yes, I'm doing
to,
this.
You don't have to say age. If you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to say age. Like I said, my show is a very laid-back show. Anything you don't want to talk about, that's perfectly fine. I mean, if you want to, you know, talk about if you do weapons or anything like that, you know, anything that you feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's fine. I do martial arts probably by now more than 20 years already. My main interest is physical ability to put your body or to push your body to the point that you can actually achieve something great and unbelievable. And also self-control, self-centered and stuff. I do love weapons. Oh, my gosh. I do love weapons for sure. I like motorcycles and cars. I love driving. I was competing for a long time. Now I don't compete anymore. Most I work with my clients privately and doing action for films. That's my main goal. And I started liking more different martial arts. In the beginning, my concentration was most ITF Taekwondo, WETF Kickboxing, and Boxing. Now it opened up more wide because I see interesting information and in beauty in every kind of martial arts. So right now, me, Grandmaster Eric Lee, we're developing a special form that includes not only martial arts, movements, but also healing movements, which is unbelievable because that's fascinating that I can bring from martial arts action and kicking and, you know, the rough movements into the healing movements. This is fascinating too because it can actually help to recover from different problems, physical problems or diseases. Yeah.
Wow. I'm hoping that, you know, because everything, I was trying to post some more stuff about you, and I was hoping this was you. I posted a picture of a motorcycle. I think it was a Yamaha, and it's a bluish-purple one, and there's a girl kicking up in the air. Is that you? You have a black wig on?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Is that film? I mean, what was that for?
I did a lot of photo shoots in my life because, you know, to get the right angle and the lighting and to shoot the action, I think it's one of the beautiful arts we can do. And I did some stuff for short films and feature films and some stuff just for pure photography as an art, because I love photography. And, you know, just the way it works, it can bring the kicks and the movement in such a beautiful form for people to see, you know. Yeah, that was one of those.
How did you, I know you said that you were doing martial arts and such first, and you probably moved to California, but what was the first film that you've actually worked on?
You know, it's interesting. I got here almost like 8 years ago, and before I used to live in Belgium, and I own my own federation. I was president of ITF Taekwondo in Belgium. Then when I moved here, I was supposed to open up the school, but I kind of didn't. There's a lot of circumstances happening that it didn't happen. So I got in the film industry. I was just fascinated all my action heroes and celebrities in martial arts movies. And the thing is, the first person that actually introduced me to film fighting and acting was Sensei Benny Urquidez, and I spent some time learning from him in Lee Strasberg. And that was very hard because I got here, I had no English at all. So the first thing when I got in Lee Strasberg in the acting class, we started learning Shakespeare in English, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know Shakespeare even in my own language, not talking about English.
Wow.
But,
I would not. I mean, you speak pretty well. You speak really good. You speak better English than I do.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's an interesting journey because you come in this country, and especially into Hollywood, as a foreign person, and you do deal a lot with, oh, you're not standard actress, or you don't speak English well, or you this, and there's a lot of people that are trying to stop you or frustrate you, or, you know, and you need to work on that because it's all about your passion and, you know, love what you want to do and stuff like that. But that's how I started in acting and film fighting. And Sensei Benny, he did introduce me to a lot of different kind of fight forms and approaches, because it's totally different when you fight in a competition and in the ring than when you fight in front of the camera. And that was fascinating to me. I'm like, wow, you can make it look like you got some ass kicked, but you didn't actually do it. This is awesome.
Yes, I totally get that. Like, I've done a little bit myself, and I was just wondering, have you worked on, I know you said photography, but have you worked on any films?
Oh, yeah, getting to that back. Yeah, so working with Sensei Benny, I got my first music video called Saving Jane. Yeah, that's what it was. And I got this, I was playing this innocent, naive girl, like prude kind of girl. And I had a dream that I finally will kick this other girl that was so popular and so, like, all over the place, so I can kick her ass. And that's where my first gig was. And there was actually that music video won some awards. You know, and since then, I went through a lot of different short films. I was involved in 40 Sundays and, like, some other projects. These are on IMDb, little projects and a feature film, but small roles. And after that, I also went to L.A. Film School, so I graduated from L.A. Film School, and I shot my own short film. So, and now I am in martial arts kid, which I'm very excited about it. And, I mean, just to work with Cynthia and Don and all these beautiful and great people, martial arts people, it's just amazing. This is great.
Yes, it really is. The circle, like, it's amazing how I'm, like, just getting connected. I'm on the other side of the United States. I'm in Maine, which is above Boston and Massachusetts. So it's like I'm on the wrong side of the United States because everybody I've been connecting with, they're all within the Traditions T-shirts. I got some of the T-shirts from, you know, I was like, it's part of the Tradition family. That's what it seems like, how we're all connected. It has to do, I call it the Traditions family, and I guess you're a part of it too. And it's like, it's a wonderful feeling because everybody that's connected with it, it just seems like anybody that's connected with Don the Dragon Wilson are really cool people like yourself.
Yes, you know, we like, I spend a lot of time hanging out on events and just different kind of parties, and I do feel like a family. You're so right about that. The last time Dragon event we had, that's exactly what I said on stage. I said, look, I am from totally different country, you know, and I'm trying to experience different projects and work on my passion here, and I'm feeling so welcoming. I do feel like I am part of the family, and I think that's very beautiful quality, and it's great to feel that way because then you can feel like at home. And that's my whole thing is, like, I came to America, and the first thing I'm like, I'm home now, you know.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, how long have you been here in America? Because I know that you said you weren't born here, from another country. How long have you been here?
I've been here like 8 years. Yeah, 8 years. And another 9, 10 in Belgium. So, and I born in Russia. So this is pretty long time being from Russia. And it's interesting what I feel about America. The first time I was in LAX and I was looking from the car in the window, around, and I felt that, okay, this is the place that I belong. That was my first intuition without even stepping out of the car. And since then, I start feeling everything just happen naturally. You know, when something happens naturally in your life, that means it's meant to be. So nothing fights it. Everything keep going, and one thing after another, and then I meet great people. This is probably one of the places in my entire life that I met so many unbelievable great people.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful feeling. And now, speaking of great people, I think there's someone else on the queue calling. I think I have an idea who it is, but let me know when you have to go. I'm just going to bring this person on because I know that you said you had a little class or something tonight. You had a meeting, so I'm going to bring this person on. I'm just going to bring this person on. Just let me know when you're going to go. I think I know who this person is. You might know who this person is, too. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
See, hello, caller. Can you hear me? New caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Is this James Wilson?
That's who it is. Hi, Inga.
Hi, James. Good to hear
hi,
you.
Shelley. And how are you, Shelley?
Oh, I'm doing great. Anytime you come on my show, James, I'm just like, I'm so blessed with your presence because you're like, you're another lucky charm for me. I don't know what it is. It's like the stunt world. Yeah. It's like, I have a stunt sister here, and I'm like, oh, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, she actually teaches a stunt class every weekend out in the park.
Oh, really? Wow. That's really cool.
Yes. Right now it's on hold because I'm busy with a lot of projects. But, yes, I was teaching boot camp every Sunday. And on Facebook it looks like I have a whole world coming into my class.
And anyway, yeah, we're real happy about Inga being in our film. And she's got a role that's an important role. And her character, you know, there's some significance to her character. And, there's a secret about the part she's playing, so I don't want to reveal it, but I will mention that her and Cynthia's character do not like each other at all.
Oh man. That's going to be hard.
So there might be a confrontation between the two of them.
Ooh.
I'm not going to confirm it.
I would be all excited. Hey, I'm like, I'm super pumped for you, Inga. You get to work with Cynthia, so I'm all for it. I'd be like, yeah. I'm like, yeah,
I know.
Cynthia, go ahead, beat me up. You know, I'd be like, I'm sorry. I was just saying, I was so excited.
This is so fascinating because not long time ago when I was watching her movies, I'm like, one day I wish I can spar with her. And this is like the wish coming true. And I love it. This is great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, see, it's normal. When you say that, you understand. Like in this other film, Blue Suede, that's B-filming in Massachusetts, she, in that film, and the guy, Junior Hepburn, he asked me to be in the film, and I'm going to get the crap kicked out of me by Cynthia, and I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm going to get the crap kicked out of someone and from someone, and people think I'm crazy, but it's in the stunts, and it's like when you have someone like Cynthia kicking you in the head, it's like an honor. You know what I mean? It's a very respectful thing. So I was like, I don't want to wash my head. She kicks me in the head that night. I'm going to go home and eat. Yeah, I got kicked in the head by Cynthia.
Yeah. Shelley, I have a little bit of news for you, too. We just recently signed Chuck Zito to make an appearance in the film.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah. So a lot of tough people in this movie.
Oh, man, I wish I was there with you guys. I'm so jealous of all you guys. I'm on the wrong side of the United States. No. You should come and visit us. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, can I mention one other thing? Sure. Don't forget
sure.
It's that we have a Kickstarter program going on. We're trying to raise a little extra money to just raise the quality even higher. And anybody who would like to support this martial arts film, it's kickstarter.com, and just in the search bar, just put The Martial Arts Kid. It'll take you right to it. And we appreciate any and all support.
By the way, great video. When I was watching, I'm like, this is cool. This is great promotion. Good job.
She's talking about you, Shelley.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I tried very hard. And once again, I'm going to invite you again on my show because I like to have my guests. I'd like to, you know, promote them a couple of days ahead of time because I just love doing that, talking about my guests. So I know, like, you have limited time. Was there anything else before, Inga, before you go? Is there anything else you can tell me about yourself or any future projects you can talk about?
There's a couple of features coming up. I didn't want to bring the names up, but one of them is a TV show about rapper chicks, which is we already shot some stuff. Very interesting concept. And some projects in the development. So when the projects are in the development, I try to just keep it that way till it's actually released, then I can talk about it. You know.
Can I interrupt just for a minute? Shelley, I got to say
sure. Goodbye.
I've got something just important came up.
Okay, no problem, Dean. Thank
sorry,
you for
sorry.
Calling.
Bye, Shelley. Bye, Inga.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. That's how it goes sometimes, Inga. Sometimes it's just like it's one of those things. I get people calling in at once and stuff. But, yeah, I didn't know how much time you had left.
I have 15 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you have, in the last 15 minutes, is there anybody you could tell me that inspired you, like any family members or were there anything like Cynthia Rothrock? Do you have any, like, idols or anybody that you look up to?
You know, what inspires me in the beginning is actually the boys that were chasing me in school and pulling my hair.
Oh, really?
They could not leave me alone. And so, plus probably my nature, because I was always action girl, like adventurous action girl. And then when I started getting more into martial arts, there's so many people. The first person is Bruce Lee, of course. He was like my first martial arts hero. And then Cynthia, especially being a woman, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome, because when you look at the, as a woman, when you look at the man martial artist, you're like, okay, man can do it. That's man nature, you know. But What about me? I'm a woman. I'm different. How do I take care of this situation, and how do I act in this situation? And so that was a big dilemma for me to figure it out, because for females, it's a little bit different than for males. So when I saw Cynthia doing all this crazy awesome action, I'm like, you know what, there is women like me, so, and I'm glad I'm not alone. And that made me feel like, well, I need to continue what I'm doing. It's great. And then a lot of martial artists from a different kind of style that I was fascinating in. So, and of course, Hollywood movies is always everybody in the world watching those and like choosing their own little heroes. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah,
And so it is. It's kind of a nice feeling where getting to know more women now in the last, especially the last year and a half, where all my idols were always men, and it's like I had a different experience where with me when I got into martial arts, it was just basic. I was in my 30s, and people kept telling me it's not normal, and they really didn't want me to do that because, you know, it was just for a couple of years, and here I am in my 40s now, and, you know, I've only had a little bit of training, like in capoeira and in tai chi, and it seems like getting away from negative people where, I don't know how it is in other countries, but in society and here in America, I think people are programmed to live a life a certain way, and anything outside of the box is not normal. And I think it's pushed upon women where you think in this day and age is modern, and it's like going to try to find more women like you to bring into my life. But it seems like most of the women are on the other side of the United States. I mean, there's some, but it just seems like there's more and more inspirational to me, like yourself, Inga, and you're in California, and I'm on the other side. So you just
I agree with you. It's a great point. It's a great point because our society has the rules how to behave, what to do and not to do, especially for women. I mean, in a different countries, different rules, but everywhere some kind of rules. So when I remember, when I started martial arts, I remember my mom was shocked. She's like, Inga, this is not for girls. Are you sure you want to do that? And I'm like, yes, I want to do it. And she's like, well, you're going to break your hands and legs and you will understand this is not for girls. And to me, it was like, now I'm for sure, now I got to do it. So I was like, that's it. And I started very young, and believe me, I had a very interesting street experience. That's another reason I started martial arts, because in Russia at that time, for the girl, being on the street or walking on the street sometimes was dangerous. Like the dominating world by man kind of influenced me too. So, and I had experience fighting. There was a one boy who tried to grab me, and I used my first technique, and I was like, oh, this is so freaking awesome. I kicked his ass, and I was safe. This is awesome. and I know. And later on, I remember we had this every evening. We had this disco place we went to dance. And when I got my red belt, I went to dance and I went to find a fight on purpose to try my skills. That's how bad I was. And I got this girl, and she ended up being girlfriend of this one of the gangster guys. And all our team that were in martial arts and those gangster guys started to fight, except me. And I was staying watching those guys fighting, and I'm like, what the heck, I started this fight. I needed to fight. Now I'm just staying watching, and everybody's fighting. I'm like, this is not fair. But because, you know, we were pretty, our little city had a great reputation for martial artists, so we kind of settled down with a happy note. Nothing bad happened, so just a little experience of fighting. And then I had a couple of bad experiences. I was attacked in Belgium, too, So I can say, you know, martial arts really helps, as a wolf or woman, right, it really helps to keep your discipline, to keep your body in shape and flexible, and I can say beautiful, because martial arts, it depends how far you take it, but it does help you to be stronger. And then in a dangerous situation, at least you have a choices. You're not automatically weak choices to do something. And I think a lot of women missing that, because it's like this, or you are so woman that you think everything should be done for you, or you become half male, half woman, that you can take care of everybody else, include men around you. So to find that right balance, to find your feminine side in your life and martial arts, I think that's what makes women really, truly beautiful.
Yeah, and it's also, too, another thing with everything you said, I think martial arts or exercise in general, it's really the fountain of youth. It's really what keeps you younger because, I mean, look at all the people we look up to, like Don Wilson. I think he's like 59 years old, and that's not really old. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it, and you look at him, and it's like I really think that's what the fountain of youth is, not just martial arts, but I think it's exercise. I mean, do you feel the same way about, like, what I think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. Some people take it wrong way, especially martial arts. They think, oh, martial arts is only like be angry and fight and do crazy stuff. And I can say, maybe as a young person, you begin with your passion and you're driven to do something, maybe even aggressive and active. But then later on, when you learn real art of martial arts, then you understand that there is more to just kick somebody else. There is more to that. You can actually help others to become better. You can, and what I'm working right now is you can heal people. You can actually help yourself to or others to recover, to feel the energy of life, to feel the energy going through your body, to use that energy for good, you know.
Yeah, and it really helps out, not just, like, physically, mentally, and it keeps you balanced. And I think that it helps out with your whole circle. Because I really believe, you know, when people in life, they say, like, when they're looking for someone, you know, like a boyfriend or girlfriend, and this is, I found my better half. But reality is that we're already a whole person, you know, and it's like it's the icing on the cake. And, like, things like martial arts and exercise, it really is good for you. And it's so hard to talk about that because it's a very sensitive subject because you're trying to talk – I try to talk about it the best way I can without offending people because it's like, you know, being – it's really hard, especially for women, and I really don't like when people make fun of anyone overweight. And I try to talk about what's really good if you get into exercise and martial arts, but sometimes people don't want to talk about it and you're not trying to be insulting. I mean, what could you say to someone – not just to, like, to get into martial arts, but exercise. Can you give them some inspiration on where to start?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, all the we actually have a big problem of obesity in the United States, and I can say a lot of it is mental. Food, of course, but mental. And what mental what role plays in it, because people not active enough. Whatever they do, it's not necessarily martial arts. Just active in their life choices, active in the decisions, and just active to grow, for example, spiritually, because you got to love yourself. Most people that are obese, they do not love themselves, and that's the biggest problem. And I don't mean love themselves as a narcissistic way. I mean love themselves to accepting who you are and to make your happiness and passion grow. Create something, do something from your heart and from the love, but not because society said so, not because, oh, you know, I'm not good enough or I can't do it because I'm just whatever, you know. So the part of the mental approach to be healthy, it's really big, not only in, you know, obesity world, but in other diseases that we have here going on. So, and martial arts, I learn a lot from martial arts, but a lot of people that have the problem, they not necessarily need to do martial arts. All what they need to do, find their own inspiration and work on it, not be lazy and, you know, work on the fears that's stopping and blocking them from moving on. And all that is so important for everyone. I mean, everyone is beautiful from inside, but some people don't see it. And one of my goals in this life is to show everybody's beauty from inside. You know,
Yeah, I get that. And it's really hard because another thing, too, is like, because I was trying to look at your pictures. Like I said, I'll have to look at your Facebook more to learn more about you because, like I said, it was kind of like at the last minute. I do appreciate you coming on the show. The thing is, in society, too, you know, you hear about, like, with women, right? People talk to they either got curves or they're too thin or something like that. And I've been trying to I had lost weight. I mean, like anybody else, it's gone up and down, and, you know, I lost all the weight I did. And now I want to, you know, get a six-pack for myself. And I've had guys that I had liked, you know, and they say that it's not attractive for a woman to have a six-pack. And it's like,
oh my God,
what I want. It says, well, I prefer, you know, most men want this girl that's like, you know, has this flat stomach and stuff. And it's like, here I am. I'm in my 40s. I don't want to look like this 12 or 14-year-old little girl. And I'm kind of tall. I'm 5'8". And I'm sitting here going, thinking, it was like, if I, you know, it's like my stomach muscles are a little bit different than when I was in my 20s. So I'm trying to get stronger. And it's like, I says, you know what? I can't be around anybody that can't support what I want. Maybe they don't understand, but just a little bit of support. So now I was trying to view your pictures, and it looks like you have a little bit of a six-pack. You know, do you know what I mean when I say six-pack means you're in shape? You know, do you know what I'm talking about? Your stomach muscles, you're showing it off. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
And now, do guys like that? You know, I mean, guys like that, right?
Let me tell you this. This is funny you said it. We can have an all hour of radio show only on six-packs and abs. This is great,
really?
Great conversation. Yeah, because it's funny. I hear that a lot. I have a page, Inga's Martial Arts and Fitness, and I post a lot of fit women because it fascinates me. The human body fascinates me. And, you know, I'll send you a link later on. You'll check it out. And a lot of comments I have on it, this is too manly. Oh, this is, you know, it's like everywhere there is always a beautiful balance. I do have some facts on my stomach, and I cannot stop getting compliments. And it's not about the six pack. It's about the whole body shape. You got to kind of, you know, work, you know, kind of build and sculpture your body to the point you like it. And you're in the control, and that's the beauty of it. You can build some muscles more, less than another muscles, and then, you know, clothes, that's another thing that is very important. Sometimes some clothes you should not wear because it doesn't complement you. It's make it look worse. So
this is
to that. But, you know, work on your six-packs. You got to have it anyway. But when you start to have little hills on your stomach, that might be too much. But then it's actually never too much.
I got to see that page. You have to send that later when you're free time. Send it to me or post on it. I got to check those pictures out because I'm trying to, like, you know, I want to support my warrior sisters because, here, you know how, like, there's so much where women cut each other women down. There's so much heating out going out there. And I'm like, no. And it's like people like, aren't you worried that someone else will get a job besides you and take it away from work from you? And I'm like, no. Because what is, if you have a sisterhood and we support each other, more than likely we're going to end up working on set and we'll feel comfortable to put our lives in each other's hands. And that's what I'm trying to talk about. It's like supporting women. You know, hey, sister, you got a six pack. I'm going to post them all about you because that's exactly what I want. It's not a jealousy. It's a support thing. So, yes, you're one of my sisters now.
Yes, you know, the thing is the support to support each other is a beautiful thing. I like to support. I'm fascinated of those women that work out. It's like this. You start working out, you build your muscles, but then you need to watch out because if you start getting into this all kind of drinks and building up like man,
yeah, no,
that's a
no,
different
no, no.
story.
I mean, yeah, that's
it's different,
different. I mean,
story.
Like
story.
Yeah, and I don't want to put any – there's women that are bodybuilders that want to do that. I don't have any hatred towards that, but it's like I've been posting pictures on my Facebook wall, and I find in some women I was like, that's the body I want. You know, I want to be toned because, like I said, my stomach muscles are not the same as when I was in my 20s, so I want to build up and get that six-pack for myself, but it seems like guys are like they feel disgusted towards women, and I'm like, why? Would you rather have me sitting around and eating a dozen donuts and just, like, not
do anything?
Where
did you get those guys?
You know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, where did you get those guys? This is like...
It's like, what the heck, you know? I'm like, don't you think a guy would be more happier that a woman is into, like, working out? I mean, you know, it's like nothing about working out. It's a good thing for you. It's the best thing for you in the world.
Listen to this. This is very interesting. First of all, I can say this. Whatever is natural is beautiful. If you start to do the steroids and stuff like that, it's not beautiful. So it's not natural. It's not beautiful. What about the man that support those women that work out and not support those women that work out. Some men have a problem with the self-confidence. And when they see strong women, and I have that very often, they get freaked out somehow, which I understand why. I mean, I never had intention to put men's ego down. You know, but it sometimes happens that they hurt. And that's those men, they think, oh, it's horrible, well, women are stronger. You know, the thing is, a lot of men actually appreciate strong women in their life. They're really appreciated and supported because they understand. If they care in the children and take care of the children, something happened to men, they know that woman will be able to take care of the family. And if they found women that depend on them, they struggle later on from that too. But to become just a stronger person, it's always healthier than depend on something, someone, and be weak in that. So six packs helps.
And like another thing too, don't you think like with it's like a woman that's a strong woman, right? And she's like not running around with tons of guys, and she's like with one guy. And if anybody ever said anything about the guy, she'd stand up for her boyfriend and her man. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think a man would appreciate that? It'd be like, you tell the whole world to go bite your butt if you don't like my man. That's not you, that's like your problem. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like it's like, yeah, this is my man. Bite me. You don't like him. You know? Don't you think a man would appreciate that? That a woman standing up for him. I think a guy would get turned on or something, don't you?
You know, I don't know about that. We probably need to bring some men and ask them because some men do. Because they're like, oh, wow, look at how much she loves me. This is awesome. And some men, oh, I am a man. I'm supposed to do this. So it's always like a contradiction right there. You know, it's funny to talk about it. Anyway,
I'm going to have you I know you're going to go. I know you got to go and do some. But thank you so much. I'm going to have you, a guest on my show again, and we can talk about six packs and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. Thank you so much, Inga, for being on my show. And I got to go take a look at your Facebook page after my show. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being on my show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me. And you're welcome to come to California. We have a lot of events coming up, like Dragon Fest, and then we have our Grandmaster Eric Lee. That's great. Dragon event on June 22nd. So you're welcome to come for those events because I think that would be beautiful to meet you in person and hang out and talk about guys and the abs.
I hope someday I make it out there. I'm like, I'm always on Facebook or doing something here and there, and it's like someday I'm hoping I can. You and Chin and James Wilson, they invited me to the premiere to go out to the martial arts.
Yeah.
You know, when that premiere, so I'm praying that I'm going to get wherever the premiere is and just, like, finally meet everyone. That's going to be, like, a dream come true that I finally get to meet everyone.
Yes, yes. So you're welcome. I will be welcoming you with my open arms, and I'm happy to see you here in California.
Oh, well, thank you, and you have a good night, and I look forward to having you on my show again.
Thank you very much. So you have a good night, too. Okay,
alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that cool? I finally am finding more and more women like myself, Warrior Sisters. And you know something? It's just so awesome because, like, you guys know, like, Jessie Channon, mostly I've had guys that were my role models. And getting to know more and more women, you know, it's so cool because out there in the world, what is really sad is women want to, like, you know, cut each other down. And, you know, no one's going to like, I mean, you got to really admit it. Not everyone's going to like everyone in this world. But the hate that's out there in the world where women just keep cutting women down, it's so bad. So for me, myself, you know, it's not really about competition. It's about supporting. And the more we support each other, it's going to build a sisterhood. And maybe it's different. I mean, maybe like modeling, you know, the catwalk. Maybe it's a whole different realm with women there and stuff and, you know, with the stunt world. Maybe it's different. Maybe because the women have more balance. Because in martial arts, you know, they're balanced inside. They have a good spirit. They have a good mind. And every woman comes in different shapes and sizes, and they have very good self-esteem. That's the one thing I tend to notice in the stunt world. In the martial arts world, there's so many women from that are different shapes, different sizes, different heights and stuff. You know, even like basic martial arts like myself, I mean, I'm working on self-esteem issues myself, but it seems something with martial arts, it has this grounding. And if you ever notice, going with teachers and stuff, they're very, very balanced and they're very, very humble. You know, a lot of these people that have been training for many years, and they can kick people's butts, but they're very, very laid back. They're very humble. And it's like, man, I would never want to make any of them mad. And the really strange thing is out there in the world, you wouldn't even know half of them walking down the streets. I mean, you hear about, you know, like Chuck Norris and Jackie Chan and all of them. You know that they're out there. But there's people that train in dojos, there's teachers and such that, you know, you won't necessarily know their names and such, but it is something that the people are absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. And those are, like, the good role models. I mean, you hear stuff about some teachers. I mean, you know, most of them are pretty good people, and they really help each other out. And that's why teachers are really, really important in this life. And they, I mean, for me personally, I think teachers should definitely be making, like, millions of dollars. That's just me or something, because you hear about, you know, all these sports stars and these movie stars that make billions and billions of dollars. But what about the teachers out there? Even in the martial arts, you know, the circuit and stuff, even back home in regular dojos and stuff, I think some of the teachers should be making $1 million. I mean, they granted students, they can't afford, I mean, to give teachers $1 million. But too bad the government couldn't give teachers, not even just martial arts teachers, but teachers in general, they're the ones that should be making, like, millions of dollars. Because, I can't say maybe all teachers are good teachers, but teachers that are really good, that help students go that far, they shouldn't have to take money out of their own pockets to pay supplies in some of the schools. I mean, you hear all these stories and such, and it's like, why aren't teachers paid a lot of money? You know. But anyway, I'm getting off the whole thing here. I want to go back to the martial arts kids thing in one moment. I am going to play a song, a couple of songs, so I shall be right back.
I got that glow. is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care, it's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen it when you stepped in. Couldn't understand the sex is your weapon. Pardon the aggression, I need to have a session. Privately impossible, haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional, nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do, say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis, heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic, say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate, got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs, just get to love. You the type of girl that a thug bitch dreaming up on the dance floor. I grab you close, I test the test, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops sip a soup and I'm sitting on a hot seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, pop the full clip, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later. As I spit my game by the elevator, thump, thump, has him grabbing her hand. And I don't mind a girl with superior games. And
you got me going crazy, the way you move me, baby. The others just don't baby.
I'm a sentiment, ain't coming at your sleep. I know, if this here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips, got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Cardi don't rest, till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the niggas see it, cause you know I'm the best.
Father, you have me, boy. Met you at the after party. Nothing to do, nothing, boy.
I've been waiting, girl, for this day. Let me know if we're ever gonna
on the air. I was just playing some of Cardiac's music here, and I wanted to read a little bit about the martial arts kids, which we actually go to, excuse me, if you go to the martial arts kid, the Facebook page is also a Kickstarter page, but the plot outline, when troubled teen Robbie moves to Cocoa Beach, Florida from Detroit after his grandmother has had enough of his antics, he soon realizes that everywhere he goes, there is somebody who doesn't want him to be happy, and in Cocoa Beach, there's somebody, his beau, Whitelaw, the toughest and most popular guy at the high school. When the moment Bo gives Robbie a beatdown in front of Rena, the prettiest girl in school, we know Robbie's chances of living in a happy neighborhood are just not realistic. To help Robbie stand a chance of his survival in a dangerous teen world, he's estranged Aunt Cindy and Uncle Glenn, played by action legend Cynthia Lady Dragon, Roth Rock, and Don the Dragon Wilson, are there to coach and train Robbie. Along the way, Robbie learns defensive skills that will give him a chance to defend himself. But will that be enough to protect himself, give him a chance to defend himself? What I'm reading here, okay, I'm half-tied here. It says, but will that be enough to protect himself from battle? And will Robbie ever be the man in Rena's eyes? Find out when everything comes to a head in a final showdown that pits legends and tradition martial arts against MMA fighters in a battle you'll have to see to believe. And you can actually go to the Kickstarter page. Going right now, the martial arts kid, you can actually see it to back this project. 152 people backed it so far. It's a pledge of $150,000 goal, 28 days left to go, and there's over $56,574 have been, you know, pledged so far. So if you want to go there, you can actually check it out. It talks about, you know, the things that you get for what you pledge, about the backers and stuff, you know, if you pledge $5 pledge, and everything up then. So that right there, you can go and check it out. And I'm just going over there. So there is a Facebook page for that. You can check it out. And there was, you know, I was hoping to get someone else on the show tonight, but I just want to say thank you so much for everybody supporting the Martial Arts Kids film, and I will have Inga back on my show again. And once again, thanks again, James Wilson, for calling in. So I will be getting more and more guests, and it's been always a great pleasure. And thank you so much for everybody for supporting my show. Thank you very much, and I just want to thank you once again. And remember, all a dream is out there. Those that have a dream, just remember you go for it because you're as good as anybody else. And just keep trying for the reach for the stars. Anyway, everyone, have a good night, and I'm going to leave here with Shine On Me. And this is also a wonderful, wonderful song from my friend Rink Dedham and his band, Ancient Sage, and they're all the way from New Zealand. So I'm going to play this song, and everyone have a good evening, and get ready for Ninja Sunday. All right? Bye-bye.
Shine on me. Came straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with
gotta walk this way and tell me the same.